There's a new documentary, Amy, which hits theaters today, directed by Asif Kapadia, which chronicles the rise and fall of pop singer Amy Winehouse. The release of the film took our friend and film critic Rafer Guzman back to the early days of his career. Rafer, virtually alone among American journalists, recognized early on the heroic triumph and deep tragedy embodied in this complicated and breathtakingly gifted singer. Rafer was an early fan who caught the energy of this young singer and who even then could tell was punching way above her weight class in a ruthless world of celebrity and danger. Rafer was a newspaper critic who attended and reviewed Amy Winehouse's debut performance on U.S. soil and was one of the very first American journalists to interview her.
I was a rock critic for Newsday in the summer of 2006 when a CD by Amy Winehouse came in the mail. I'd never heard of her. The album was called Back to Black, and it wouldn't be released in America for another 6 months. When I played it, this was the first thing I heard.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no.
That song, Rehab, is so familiar now that it's hard to describe how daring it sounded then. Pop stars had become harmless entertainers. They were expected to apologize for their bad behavior, not embrace it. Amy Winehouse was already known in London for binge drinking and yelling at Bono. Her live shows could be brilliant or disastrous. I'd been waiting for another Sex Pistols, and here she was. Suddenly, music sounded dangerous and exciting again.
You made me miss the slick reggae. And thought I didn't love you when I did. Can't believe you played me out like that.
That album led me to Amy's first ever U.S. concert at Joe's Pub in Manhattan. It was January 16th, 2007. The media frenzy hadn't fully kicked in yet. As far as I can tell, I was the only newspaper critic to review the show. Amy was in a good mood that night. She closed with one of her signature songs, an upbeat pop soul number called Valerie.
Are you shopping anywhere? Change the color of your hair. And are you busy? Every day I'm paid, I'm fine. And you was dying all the time. You must be busy.
2 days later, I interviewed Amy at the Universal Records headquarters. I noticed she had a series of deep, messy gashes on her left forearm. Amy said she'd been out drinking a few nights ago, and when she woke up, her arm was just like that. Her eyes told me to change the subject, so I did. We talked about fame, but Amy said she didn't want to be famous. She'd rather just sing for tips in a bar. At the time, I thought that was just a line. She would use it in other interviews, too. In hindsight, though, I think she meant it. Amy Winehouse died of alcohol poisoning in July of 2011. She was 27. As a fan, I loved Amy Winehouse because she was rebellious, reckless, and crazy. If she had cleaned up and calmed down, would her music still be as thrilling? We'll never know. The music is all we have left of her now.
Film critic and former rock critic Rafer Guzman talking about Amy Winehouse. A film about her life called Amy is released today.
All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know and this regret I got accustomed to. Once was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we could snatch. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, and you don't owe nothing to me but to walk away.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.